Cape Talk.
The Open Line. Call 021-446-0567.
So I don't know what you thought about the mess up yesterday. I mean, and what a mess up. By 7 o'clock last night, a lot of people were still going, is my child going to school or not? Are they? Angie Mocheka, for I think the 100th time, cancelling a briefing, leaving people in limbo. This is after her MinMec, or whatever they call it, got together and decided, no, maybe the 8th of July is the better way to go, because we need all schools to be ready. And some provinces aren't as advanced as the Western Cape, that say, I don't know how accurate this is, they say they're 99.9% ready. So if you are a principal, a teacher at a Western Cape school, I'd like to test what the Western Cape government's telling us. The fact that all schools are ready. I'd like to know from your point of view whether or not they're ready or not. So that is the first thing that you can talk about. So please pick up the phone, give me a call, and let's have those conversations. I personally, if I had a child that was still having to go to a CAP school, I will certainly not be sending my child to school. I'm fortunate in that my child doesn't go to a CAP school and does private education. And you know, I'm fortunate as far as that is concerned. But I'd like to hear from your perspective. But also, I've asked you to send in those voice notes. Let's take a listen.
Hi, sorry, I'm not sure if this message came through. Keno, Melvin Harrycom here. I'm a rock and surf angler, and I need to know, am I allowed to go out as part of a daily exercise? Thanks a lot for that. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't think so. If casual surfing won't be allowed, I doubt that that is going to be the case, but we can certainly find out more. But I am looking forward to your calls this morning. If you are a parent, what are you doing about your child? Is your child staying at home? Is your child staying at home? Politicians talk about, we need to get the economy open. And if you run a business, you're one of those people that will be agreeing with government, right? And that's done on a qualitative or a quantitative basis. We need to get money in. We need to grow this economy, put money in the fiscus, etc. Those who are fortunate enough to benefit from the economy will benefit. Those who have been poor for the longest time won't be benefiting. And as a matter of fact, more people have now joined the ranks as a result of lockdown. And it's a very difficult situation because I agree that the economy needs to open. But how do we open up an economy responsibly without opening up a door to death because you don't know who's asymptomatic? I don't know. There are no easy answers, but I'd love to have this particular discussion with you. I see some more voice notes coming through. Let's take a listen.
As hundreds of surfers have descended on Muizenberg to hit the surf, so the police have arrived too, with erratic scenes starting to break out there. So I would like to watch and see what happens today. But the police are completely outnumbered, at least 1,000 to 1. So, yeah, let's have a look. Surfers want to surf, eh? Everybody today is a professional surfer. Cheers, JP.
Thanks, JP, and I don't blame the surfers. I think, you know, the only challenge is the beaches are still closed, and if the beaches are closed, you're not going to be able to do that. So the city of Cape Town will have to open up those beaches. Beaches are public spaces, and public spaces have been deemed closed by and large, unless for professional whatever. I mean, golf courses, if you're not a pro golfer, you can't be golfing. If surfers are all descending on Muizenberg, good or bad thing? Well, they're not happy, so they've descended, and there are going to be consequences. But I can understand why they're doing it. I don't necessarily support the way they're doing it. Why can't someone then get on a board and surf? People don't surf next to each other. And maybe government should say, well, we'll allow surfers to go onto the beach, but people wanting to go for a bit of a swim and a bit of a walk, no. Because you can't surf on the road. You can walk on the road. Right? So maybe that is something government should have done. I don't know. I'll be taking your thoughts and calls on this one. Let's go to Almay in Fishhook. Hi there, Almay. Good morning.
Good morning, Kino. Hello. My granddaughter had an appointment with a CISA agent last Friday.
Yes.
When she got to the Rosmead Avenue office,
yes,
it was closed. They said somebody had the virus. Now, her medical records expire after the 10th, and nobody answers a CISA phone, so I don't know. It's very... You just get the run around all the time.
I'm going to ask Jeremy to put you in touch with the regional head of SASA to find out what's happening there, because I bury my head in my hands, Almay. So chat to Jeremy, and I'm going to ask him to send it on to Henry de Grasse, or whatever he calls himself these days, and I'm going to ask to see if we can actually try and get that result for you. It's not the first time you've called in. So let's go to Melvin. Melvin in Retreat. Good morning, Melvin. How are you doing?
Very well, Kino. Now that they've lifted the restrictions with regards to exercise, etc., I mean, my hobby is rock and surf angling. In which way am I allowed to go out there and you know, go do some fishing, etc.?
Do you have to hit the beach to go and do some fishing?
Yes, I need to hit the beach, yes.
Okay, so the beaches are closed.
So the beaches are still closed?
Yeah, so you can't go onto the beach. I personally would love to. Absolutely, would love to go for a walk on the beach, but I can't.
I normally go down to Musenberg, you know, Bailey's Cottage, that area. I mean, I'm not really directly onto the beach itself.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that would affect me in any case, because normally even with fishermen, we tend to keep our distances apart, you see?
Yeah, and it's beggar's belief, quite frankly, Melvin. You know, as long as you can have 1.5 meters within a boat, and that you don't get into close contact. But the challenge is, in order to get to the water, you need to go over sand. And at the moment, the sand's off limits.
Okay. Thanks, Kino.
All right, Melvin. Thank you very much for that. Your calls this morning on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. Government can expect what the surfers are doing at the moment. Government can expect people to buy illicit cigarettes. Because they've been terrible in communicating. They allow churches to go back. I mean, for crying out loud. Why? My mother's New Apostolic, she streams her stuff onto her phone. And she can watch whatever she needs to. I know the Zionist Church have said that they're not going to go back. I'm glad part of the Catholic Church at least has come out and said, no, this is crazy. But I mean, who's going to be? I'm not going to be mad enough if I ever went to a church, which I don't. I wouldn't be mad enough to go and sit in pews with other people. Yeah, man. Because he's my copy. Let's go to Tony in Tableview. Hi, Tony. Good morning.
Hi, morning, Kino. Just a sideline detail. So I've been watching the websites, looking to find out from the city of Cape Town what's happening with the dumps, Kalani dump and so forth. Obviously, level 4 and level 5, they were closed.
Yes.
Level 3 is open now, so small contractors. I'm a builder,
yeah.
A small contractor back on site. I went there this morning. It's still locked. There's a security guard, no signage, no information. There were garden companies, cleaning companies there as well. Mm. And I mean, these guys offload every day practically from the work that they do. But I know that if I phone the city, there's no way of getting any information from them. Is that something you could follow up on?
I've asked the team to get a hold of Zanthia Lindberg to find out. So just imagine, Tony, that your body is government, right? So look at your left hand. That left hand, right, is national government. That right hand is local government. Now you need to ask the two of them why the one doesn't know what the heck the other one's doing. Because that's the problem. That's the problem we're having at the moment.
I don't think they know that they're a hand on either side either.
Okay. Tony, I'll ask for Zanthia Lindberg, and I'll see if we can get her before 9:30 give us some insight into that. I really, really... just squeeze that in if I can before 9:30 as well. I see Jeremy's already contacting Zanthia, so we'll get to that. Let's also just look at some other voice notes that you've put through. I think someone here commenting on communication, especially due to licensing centres, etc. Let's take a quick listen.
Good morning. Could someone speak to the city council, because the licensing departments are not open? I've been to 3 different ones. Total waste of time. and no information about why they're not opening or even when they're opening. Surely the city could have given us a heads up on this. It's Cullum here. Cheers, thanks.
There has been, apparently licensing departments will only be opened on the 8th or the 9th. Is it the 8th? The 9th. The 9th. They'll be opened on the 9th, but remember that 3-month grace period you have starts today. I don't know why the licensing centers are only opening a week later, to be honest with you. Maybe it's about readiness and cleanliness and all that sort of stuff. Let's go to Paul. Paul in Constantia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I want to go to Hout Bay, which I believe is a national park area.
Yeah.
They said that the national parks are open. And I want to know if I can take my boat down there and launch it from the slipway.
I doubt it. Is it part of Table Mountain National Park?
I think it must be, because I know they don't allow prey fishing or anything like that in that area. You know, it's like a protected area.
I don't think that they're going to allow boats to launch for non-commercial purposes, to be honest with you. But it's something we're trying to get some clarity on. You know, if you're one person on a boat, or two, and you can socially distance. I don't see the problem with it, but this is government we're talking about. So
I know, sad, isn't it? Are you sure it's a government?
Paul,
I thought it was a bunch of criminals.
Now the other ones were. I think, in fairness, I think Ramaphosa is certainly the president's trying his best. He's got a couple of good ministers and some dodgy ones. But Paul, thank you for that. Paul in Constantia. And this is Today. I am Kino Cummings, and you're listening to 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. And once again, if you are one of those FMCG brand managers, then I would certainly at 11 o'clock, and that's on the 2nd of June at 11, go to primediabroadcasting.co.za/FMCG. I'm very excited about it, actually, because the one thing radio does is it gives you a much more qualitative insight into what happens in the minds of people, and you can stand a chance of winning that advertising campaign with 500,000 rand for your FMCG brand. So very, very interesting, and looking forward to that. But what else is on your mind? What else would you like to talk about? While the open line officially closes at 9:30, I certainly leave space throughout the show for you to contact us. So if you still have a couple of things milling around in your head, if you want to get it off your chest, if it's something positive, if it's something non-COVID related, all of those are welcome. We will be chatting to Barbara Friedman in the next couple of seconds as well, just to talk about some of the trending stories and just to give you the latest updates on the COVID-19 numbers. But first, a quick one from Marilyn in Birkfleet. Hi, Marilyn. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm really angry, and I'm not a hairdresser, but I think it's very unfair and discriminatory that one little section of the business community is not allowed to open, and that's hairdressing salons. You can get in a taxi, you can queue to buy liquor, you can go to shopping malls all over the place, which are all far more liable to exposure than sitting in a salon where you can actually have huge distances with reduced staff and reduced numbers.
I agree.
It's absolutely discriminatory. And the other thing is there's actually no thought to all of this as we are now seeing. It's a whole lot of little naked emperors that are dictators to us. You can get in a car and you can drive to kilometers away to a particular shop or to buy something, but you can't actually go beyond 5 kilometers in exercising. But you can get in a car and drive kilometers and get out of your car there and maybe do some exercising. Yeah. But it's ridiculous. They're actually not thinking.
I agree on the hairdressers, and the surfers that are now hitting the surf, they're protesting, and I don't blame them. I don't necessarily agree with the way they're doing it, but I understand why people are just getting a little sick and tired at the moment. Government's been terrible in communicating. And how do you expect people to buy in what you ask of us to do when you don't actually take the time to listen to some of the core concerns? And, I mean, for who opens up churches? Who opens up churches? It's what if globally. Right, globally.
And then you have to risk these, what I think is like Stasi-type policing, risking. I mean, I'm actually more scared of our police and security forces at the moment than I actually am of being careful and not getting COVID. It's ridiculous what's happening. And especially in Muizenberg as well, there's a little path that you have to keep on. Put your toe over that path onto the sand, and the path is on the sand, and then you get risk being hauled off into the back of a van.
Yeah, anyway, but Marilyn, thank you for the call. We have to go.